Community Conversations on 95.1 The Bull, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Ray Armbrecht. He is the chief of the Fredericksburg Fire Department. They've got a big event coming up this weekend. Let's talk, Ray, about the annual omelet breakfast on Sunday. Give us some of the details in terms of the time and location and what people can expect.
Yeah, our omelet breakfast is Sunday, May 3rd. We're serving from 7:30 a.m. till noon, and it's at the Fredericksburg Community Center. Free will donation.
What's on the menu this Sunday?
Make your own omelet. And with that will be peppers, onions, ham, cheese, sausage, mushrooms. And then you top it off with either jalapenos or salsa.
What do you like to throw in your omelet there, Ray?
I'm an everything guy. Load her up.
Right. Okay. Free will donation. Do you guys have a goal in mind in terms of how much money you'd like to raise on Sunday?
Yes, we're going to start this off. We're going to start raising money for a new, I call it, be a frontline pumper to replace a 1990 pumper, and that's a pumper fire truck.
And what kind of a price tag is on that fire truck?
It'll be $500,000 plus. We'll just see how it goes. This will be not going to happen in a year. We'll see how it goes.
That's a pretty penny to raise. Is that something you guys have been banking some funds for already?
Just getting started. We've been putting money away for new gear, and we got that all taken care of. So this is our next big item, and it's a big ticket item.
And you said the current truck is from 1990?
That's the one we want to replace, correct.
Okay. Now, what a lot of people don't realize, Ray, is that when, you know, okay, we want to buy certainly a bigger ticket item like this pumper truck that you're talking about. You can't just go out and buy one either. Even if you had the money right now, you can't go out and just buy it. There's kind of a waiting period to get one of those in-house, isn't it?
Correct. And that's it's 3 years out. When you really look at the bigger picture, you either sign on the dotted line and order it, or you want to wait to make sure you have your money. So you don't want to wait, say you order it, and in 3 years you don't have your money. So we are a town that we pay as we go. So, you know, we're not going to bond or borrow. We're just going to, we'll just wait it out. We'll see how the rural residents and the city residents all come together and help out with fundraiser.
All right. How many people are you guys prepared to feed on Sunday?
We go anywhere from 400 to 550.
Again, all free will donation. Now, you guys have been doing this omelet breakfast for a while. Can you give us some history?
Yep. The first time we did it was at the Plum Creek Golf Course, and that was 28 years ago. And it was a very small crowd, but it was a huge success, and we moved from there to the community center. So, yeah, but the community center was just got built in 2000, so that was a big difference there. So it wasn't really set up with the old town hall, as per se.
What else does the Fredericksburg Fire Department do, you know, for fundraising, you know, to kind of to support this effort for the new pumper truck?
If you do show up, we'll be selling raffle tickets. We do a rubber cow race for Dairy Day. We have 1,200 rubber cows. First place is $500, and we give away $950 prizes, and then a special prize for last place. So we have that going on.
And how much are those raffle tickets?
They are $5 a piece.
Again, we're talking with Ray Armbrecht. He is the chief of the Fredericksburg Fire Department. How are you guys set for volunteers? Can you use more?
We are exceptionally well. Right now, we currently have 29, and we can go up to 30. So, and we do have a little waiting list. We had one guy that get off with he changed the job. But other than that, we do have room, and we have guys that will get on. So,
how long have you been a firefighter?
34 years. And I've been chief probably 21 or two.
What lit the fire, I guess, for you to become a firefighter?
I was asked, and I just went with it, I guess. I never turned back. You know, I never thought I'd do this stuff. But when I got on, I just, hey, I like this. So, but I've always liked fire. You know, I'm sort of a, you know, I like backyard fires and, you know, building fires. So when you really get into that. So we do a lot of controlled burns and other things. So characteristics of fire.
Ray, you touched on controlled burns that the fire department, a service that you offer. And I assume that is also a donation to the fire department as well for that?
Yep. That's a donation too.
Any minimum requirement on that donation or?
We leave it up to the person. We never put a price tag on it, whatever they can afford.
Ray, when you're out in your efforts to recruit firefighters, what kind of things do you tell people, you know, in terms of what this job means to you and why you do it and the pride that firefighters take in this line of work?
I always tell them when we have our interview process that I expect at least 25 years, you know, and then that's sort of jaw-dropping when they're only 25. But I tell them, I said, time goes by so fast, you know, and if you're having fun doing it. Yeah, there's some sad times if it's something crucial, but also there's enjoyment to it too, being around people and good people, camaraderie. It's just hard to explain.
All right, again, I'm talking with Ray Armbrecht, Fredericksburg Fire Chief. One more time, Ray, give us the details on the annual Fredericksburg Fire Department Omelet Breakfast coming up on Sunday.
And that'll be Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to noon. Build your own omelet, free will donation at the Fredericksburg Community Center. Hope to see you there.
All right, and people can look for the latest updates on the Fredericksburg Firefighters Association Facebook page for the very latest in case something should come up that you never know. Maybe you have to, hopefully you wouldn't happen to have to fight a fire at the same time you want to do your breakfast, but you know, those things happen.
It could happen.
All right. Well, Ray, appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday, and good luck with your pumper truck purchase. Ray Armbrecht, Fredericksburg Fire Department, joining us. I'm Mark Pitts. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.